فاطمہ زہرا، او فاطمہ زہرا، او فاطمہ.
Just as the lead up to the conception of Fatima al-Zahra was unparalleled in human history, her birth was also as unique and is yet another indication of her great status. In a narration attributed to the sixth Imam, Ja'far as-Sadiq, he speaks about the birth of Fatima al-Zahra and states that in the days following the marriage of Lady Khadija to the Prophet, many of the Meccan women abandoned her. They felt she had made a mistake in marrying the orphan of Abu Talib, as he was sometimes known. After all, he was a man who had no wealth nor social standing, contrary to the affluence and elite status which Sayyida Khadija enjoyed. The sixth Imam goes on to say that with the women of Mecca dejecting her during her pregnancy, Khadija had no one to speak with when her beloved husband was away, preaching and propagating the message. At this time, as a miracle from God, he gave the fetus in her womb, meaning Fatima al-Zahra, the ability to speak and console her. As the time of delivery began to draw near, the pains of labor started. Hoping that now they would change their minds, Khadija sent a message to the women of the Quraysh, her previous friends, seeking their assistance in delivering her child. However, when approached, unanimously the women retorted, saying that because she had ignored their suggestions not to marry Muhammad, they would not help her. Not only was the Prophet sidelined, but in such difficult times his wife was also being given the cold shoulder. Khadija became restless after hearing their reply. However, just as she had not forsaken God, so too her Lord would not forget her. At this instant, she saw four women enter her room. Looking at them, Khadija was confused, and so one of them said, "O Khadija, do not be grieved. We have come to your aid by the command of God. We are your sisters. I am Sarah, the wife of Prophet Ibrahim. This is Asiya, the daughter of Mazahim, the believing wife of the Pharaoh, who shall be your companion in paradise. This is Maryam, the daughter of Imran, the mother of Prophet Isa. And the fourth is Kulthum, the sister of Prophet Musa. God has sent us to assist you at the time of your delivery." One of them sat at the right of Khadija, the second on her left, the third facing her, and the fourth behind her head to support her during delivery. As Fatima al-Zahra came into this world, God ordered 10 damsels of paradise to descend, carrying trays and pitchers filled with water from the fountain of Al-Kawthar. The woman standing in front of Khadija lifted the newborn infant, Fatima, and washed her with the heavenly water. Then, two white pieces of cloth, described as being whiter than milk and emitting a fragrance better than musk and amber, were brought, and she was wrapped in one of them, while the second one was used as a scarf around her head. They then asked Fatima to speak, and she did so by bearing witness to the oneness of God and the prophethood of her father, the Prophet Muhammad. The women then turned to Khadija and said, "Take hold of your child, a chaste, virtuous, prosperous, and auspicious infant, one from whom a blessed progeny will emerge." The birth of Fatima al-Zahra heralds in yet another significant spiritual milestone in the life of this great personality. In this event, we see how God facilitated her delivery into the world by splitting the spiritual veils which separate this world from the intermediary realm of the Barzakh. With such a noble birth, is it any wonder that she is so revered in Islam and that millions look to her as a guide and inspiration?